Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. This is Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media. I'm Valerie with a story of how the camel got its hump. Way back at the beginning of years, when the Earth was new, everyone was figuring out how things worked, who was best at this job or that, and how they could each contribute to building the world together. The woman planted and watered and weeded and harvested, and also took care of the animals. The horse carried the woman wherever she needed to go. The dog looked after the sheep. The ox drew the heavy plow. Then there was the camel. He lived in the desert all by himself because he didn't want to work. So he ate what was there, mostly sticks and thorns, just kind of lounged around in a very lazy way. Whenever anyone talked to him, he'd just say, "Humph," in an extremely rude manner. Monday morning, the horse trotted out to the camel and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and help me carry." "Humph," said the camel. The horse sighed and went back to tell the farmer. Tuesday, the dog was out rounding up stray sheep and came by the camel. He said, "Camel, oh camel, come and help look after the sheep." "Humph," said the camel. The dog growled quietly to himself and went back to tell the farmer. Wednesday, the ox came to the camel and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and help me plow the field." "Humph," said the camel. The ox snorted in frustration and went back to tell the farmer. On Thursday, the woman called the horse and the dog and the ox together and said, "I'm very sorry, friends, but obviously that humph thing in the desert can't work, or he would have been here by now. We have so much to do and no time to beg for his help, so I'm going to leave him alone, and you all have to work extra to make up for him." That made the animals very angry. They were all gathered at the edge of the desert talking about how frustrated they were when who should wander by but the camel. He was just chewing on a weed, lazy as ever. He looked at them gathered there, and oh, I can barely tell you this because it was so rude. He laughed at them. And then he said, "Humph," and sauntered off again. Well, as it happens, there was a genie hanging out up in the clouds, and he noticed a big group of animals convening at the edge of his desert. Curious, he rolled in on a cloud of dust, as genies do, because magic. "Oh, genie," said the horse, "is it fair for anyone to be idle here at the beginning of years when we are building the world together?" "Absolutely not," said the genie. "Well," said the horse, "there's a thing in the middle of your desert, long neck, long legs, hasn't done a stitch of work for like the last 3 days. He won't help me carry." "That sounds very much like my camel," said the genie. "What does he say about it?" "He says, humph," said the dog, "and he won't help me tend the sheep." "Does he say anything else?" said the genie. "Nope," said the ox. "Only humph, and he won't help me plow." "Yep, that's him all right," said the genie. "I think I'll have a little chat with Mr. Humph, if you'll kindly wait here just a moment." The genie magicked himself through the desert to find the camel, and he found him, just absurdly lazy, staring at his own reflection in a puddle of water. "Hello, my long-faced friend," said the genie. "What's this I hear about you doing no work here at the beginning of years?" "Humph," said the camel. "You know you've given the other animals extra work because of your laziness?" "Humph," said the camel. I wouldn't say that again if I were you, said the genie. But the camel said, humph, again. No sooner had he said it than he turned around and saw his lovely, smooth, straight back puffing up into a great big humph. That, said the genie, is your very own hump that you've brought upon your very own self by not working. Today is Thursday, and you haven't done anything since Monday when the work started. Now you're going to work. How can I, wailed the camel, with this hideous hump on my back? Oh, that's there for a reason, said the genie, all because you missed those 3 days. You'll be able to work now for 3 days without eating, because that hump will store 3 days' worth of working energy. Don't say I never did anything for you. Now get your hump out of this desert, go find the other animals, and behave yourself. So the camel, hump and all, went off to join the other animals. And from that day forward, the camel always wears a hump. We call it a hump now, so as not to hurt his feelings. But he still never caught up with the 3 days of work he missed at the beginning of years, and he still hasn't learned how to behave. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media.